what are we doing this for? What is the point of all of this? If you can work so hard and get nothing in return. Welcome back to the Happiest Sad Person Podcast. I'm Alessandra, your host. And today is a little bit of a depression episode. I just have been feeling really blah this week. It started with a stomach flu that wiped me out for initially 48 hours and then just an extra day just... I don't know, I just slept, and then yesterday I was driving a road that I normally don't take, and there was litter everywhere. I mean, trash on either side of the street. Well, it was a highway, so on either side of the road, and it was just piled up. It was jarring. And I had an appointment, so I drove to my appointment, and then I was discussing with someone sort of just my ambitions when it came to wanting to do creative work and wanting to move because I really don't feel like I belong. And yeah, it was just sort of met with, well, why would you want to do that? Like confusion. And I know that whenever you take on someone's actions and read into them too much, it says more about you than it does for them, than it does of them. And it just made me realize it felt like being a kid again and feeling so different and weird and not accepted, and no one really got what I wanted. And I so hated that feeling, and I think it's a feeling I've ran from my whole life. And so it was this weird culmination of all of this sort of blah feeling. And then on the way home, I was leaving this plaza, and it's just casinos and gas stations, convenience stores, chain restaurants, and signs saying, buy these woods and we're going to tear them all down and make more of what's on the other side of the street. And then farther up ahead, there was another clearing of land where they're just building car washes and shitty condos and more of these McMansions. And you know, when it's just a layering of feelings and emotions, and you're like, I don't want to have all of these feelings, all of these anxieties all piling up at once, but that's how I've been feeling lately, and I wasn't motivated to do my usual content. And I realized as well, especially watching, I watched a video today about people kind of losing faith in the system of government, of mankind, of society, and it kind of reaffirmed what I've been seeing out in the wild, and I see why people have lost hope and faith and have sort of given up on society. I mean, there's this concept called the social contract, Hobbes and Locke, if you remember from American Government, and we trade a certain level of quote-unquote freedoms for security, the social contract. The proletariat gives a certain amount to the bourgeoisie, and occasionally vice versa. And we live in some semblance of harmony that can be debated, but the our for lack of a better term, our corporate overlords haven't fulfilled their end of the bargain. And this was reintroduced to me when I have been looking for a new job lately. Kind of as a retribution for some freelance work I've been doing, the company, I didn't follow orders, basically, and so I am now getting less hours, so I'm looking for new opportunities. And I was looking for jobs, and I live south of Pittsburgh at the moment, and unless you're in STEM, medicine, law, you make pennies. I mean, the salaries I was looking at for a variety of jobs, because at this point I was just curious, was jarring. I mean, not since I've looked for like part-time jobs years and years ago, have I really been in the like traditional job hunt game. I look here and there, or whenever I need to kind of like pick up extra work, on occasion I'll look, but I mean, the prices, the salaries have increased in years. I mean, it's amazing to me how anyone gets by, and I get why everyone has given up, because you can be doing your damnedest. You could be doing the most. You could be working 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, and you can't afford to live. You can't afford to rent a decent apartment, let alone buy a house, let alone get married, have a wedding, let alone have a kid, let alone have two kids, let alone have 2.5 kids, which is the traditional average in America. What are we doing this for? What is the point of all of this? If you can work so hard and get nothing in return, and you watch it from afar. I see it on TikTok. I see people crying about realizing what their life has become, feeling unfulfilled, doing jobs that are empty, the concept of bullshit jobs. I mean, if it takes two paragraphs to describe what you're doing for work, are you really, unless you're a physicist, are you really doing something of major value? Or are you a cog in this giant machine that is just creating litter and sadness and pain? And it just really got to me this week. I almost feel like I should have, like, when I do feel like this, like a little just depression mode episode here and there where I just talk about these things, because normally with my depressive episodes, there's nothing that's truly like connected to them. It's just general malaise, general depression. It's bad, but it's, maybe I'm just being more aware of what I'm depressed about because I'm trying to be more conscientious. But this depression, this existential depression, is legitimate, and it's legitimate for so many people. And I worry, unless we do the hard thing, which is coming together as human beings, connecting as a community, putting our differences aside, compromise, which is something no one seems to want to do these days. Work, no one wants to want to do it these days. I mean, compromise, come on. It's shocking how little people want to meet in the middle. And it doesn't make your values any less in your own life. You can hold what you value in one hand and what somebody wants in the other and meet in the middle, but you still have that other hand, that left hand, that can hold what you value in your own personal life. You know, we have our ideals of how we want the world to be, but often that is not congruent with reality, and that's okay. It's like that concept of his side, her side, and the truth. That's the same thing with ideas. You know, you're going to have your beliefs, they have their beliefs, and then we meet in the middle, which is reality. But I worry that fixing the planet, fixing the issues, the wealth gap, the wealth disparity, the pain, the loneliness people feel, unless we get on a global scale and fix it and set our differences aside and work as one, and let alone fix the climate change crisis, which will take everyone getting on board with. And with two major wars now being in our reality, the Russia-Ukraine war, and then what's happening with Israel and Palestine, and opening up this idea that territories are no longer set in stone anymore, that we're kind of re-instigating the imperialistic world of the past, which I don't know if our modern society can handle that. It scares me, and it worries me, and it makes me sad that this is the world I'm alive in, because I would have never chosen this world for myself. And, you know, they say, if you believe in reincarnation, they say you choose the path that your current iteration of you is existing within, because it teaches you lessons, or it's lessons you needed to be taught, or you wanted to reconnect with past family in some way. There's all of these reasons, but I'm still trying to find the reason why if reincarnation is true, if I existed previously, why I would have chosen now, this version of me, this time, my family, where I was born, why I would have chosen it, because none of it makes sense to me. None of this is what I would have willingly chose. So it's days like these, weeks like these, that make me think, kind of almost like in a higher level way, why me now here? That kind of sounded like caveman speak, which makes sense if I'm a cave person compared to my higher self, or myself in another dimension or world. But why now? What value am I bringing to the world, or will I bring to the world in any capacity? And I wish people knew that it's okay to feel this way, and you're not alone, and life gets better whenever you kind of get out of these cycles of existential pain. Or growth, because I do think you can grow from these experiences. And it makes my heart hurt when I see all of these people online that seem to have no place to go to put a salve on these wounds that they have. And they're very real wounds. And that's probably me being just a very highly sensitive person. But yeah, I just wanted to come on here today with kind of my depression episode, my little interim episode, before I have more structured thoughts and ideas, and less of like a stream of consciousness video, to, I don't know, kind of say all of these things in case someone needs to hear it, that how you feel, what you feel is normal. If you feel lost, it's normal. You know, I spend a lot of time reading about history in the moment that it's happening, in the uncertainty, because I like the feeling that they didn't know what was going to happen or occur. The people that were of history, making history, because we look at history with the magic of hindsight. We know that everything's going to be okay because we're alive now and we're reading about it. You know, it's like the idea that the cameraman never dies. And so it's very reassuring to me to read about that uncertainty because it makes my uncertainty feel better. And so I am no future person nor someone of the past, but if I could ever make somebody feel less alone, because that's all I wanted this podcast to be, is a place for people to feel less alone, to be seeking meaning for their own life in their own way, and not from a place of judgment or mocking or saying the way you find meaning isn't good enough. I want my YouTube channel, my podcast, to feel open to all the kinds of people there are out in the world. And some people might not like what I have to offer, and that's fine, but I want it to be kind of like an open door policy, because that's kind of how I grew up, is that everyone's welcome, everyone can roll in, roll out, you know, kind of like a little commune. And so that's how I kind of like to see this podcast, these videos, these audio episodes, if you're listening on audio. This is just like an open little chill commune. You come, you go, you pop in for a bit, you pop in for a long time. It's no big deal. I kind of have a rule where if you're friends, you're family, and that's how I operate. So in this case, the door's always open when it comes to if you want to listen to what I have to offer. So I thought I'd end this episode with kind of like the ultimate lesson that I think we all need to learn. I think we've lost the plot. When it comes to being a human being, we're the ones that have created all of this. We've created the mess, the disaster, the highways, the Applebee's, the infighting, the drama, the litter. But we can also create really beautiful things. Nothing in this world is set in stone. We have the ability to change it. And so I thought I'd pull from a little Alan Watts. Here's a quote from him. "The meaning of life is just to be alive. It is so plain and so obvious and so simple. And yet, everybody rushes around in a great panic as if it were necessary to achieve something beyond themselves." Let's just have our goal to have meaning within ourselves and leave the world a better place than we found it. So, yeah, that's what I'm gonna try and do, and I hope that's what you guys try and do, and I hope you had a better week than I did, and I'm excited for next week to be much better than this past week. All right, thanks, guys.